The Upper East Regional Minister Mark Oyongo says the windstorm, which destroyed property including houses and schools, was devastating. He told Radio Ghana that the district and regional NADMO officials are on the ground trying to collate records of victims for assistance.
NADMO is going around taking inventory of all the properties that have been damaged. I've also asked the Architectural and Engineering Services Limited to go around the educational institutions that have been affected so that they can get us some estimates for the rehabilitation of those structures. Nabrongo Secondary School was badly hit. UDS was also hit. Primary and junior secondary schools were also hit. So we're still doing the estimates, and I'm sure by the weekend we should be able to collate all these figures and pass on to the Minister of Education and the GET Fund. We're just beginning to have our rains, and we had a bitter experience 3 days ago when we had a severe rainstorm in Navrongo. In fact, the windstorm was traveling at a speed of about 150 kilometers according to the meteorological services, and it caused a lot of havoc. Many houses were ripped off, schools and trees were not even spared. Electric cables, electric poles were all torn down. So it caused a lot of damage to property. In fact, in the process, two people are reported dead as a result of the rainstorm.
The magnitude seems very huge, because if trees were not spared, where lies the fact that we should plant more trees?
Well, if we plant more trees, then at least some will go down, but some will still protect us. So in this campaign, we are encouraging many more people to plant many more trees so that at least it can serve as some shelter, windbreak for us.
How do you assess the sanitation situation? Are the gutters cleared to take care of floods? Or the people are still indiscriminately throwing out garbage?
No, we only have choked gutters in the urban, the municipal areas. But the issue that happened 2 days ago has nothing to do with choked gutters. It is just the magnitude of the storm that caused the cover.
I know, but the gutters should not be choked, because if the rain starts falling heavily, that could also create flood situation.
Well, what I can say is that the gutters, so far as I know, are not choked. We are just, like I said, we're just beginning the rainy season. And before we get into the rainy season proper, the municipal assembly would normally ensure that these gutters, you know, are drained, they are properly cleaned up so that there can be free flow of water.
Looking at our response to such issues, do you think that the situation would disrupt academic affairs of those schools that were affected?
For now, the schools are on holidays. Navrongo Secondary School, when we got there yesterday, it was only the final year students who had stayed back to write their exams, to prepare for their exams, that were on campus. But in the next few weeks, the next 2 weeks, the students will be reporting back to school, and there will be the need to quickly rehabilitate their dormitories so that when they come back, they can have some shelter.
You heard Mark Oyongo, the Upper East Regional Minister, talking to George Ankara.